Those who cannot move any farther sit at the side of the road. Some curl up in a fetal position and sleep. Others leave the traffic to scavenge for fruits and berries a few meters from the road, all the time keeping themselves close to the traffic. The snake-like traffic pushes on with the strong, able-bodied men forming the head, and the old, young, weak, and hungry trailing behind as the tail. As soon as the first snake disappears from our view, another one comes winding along for those left behind to join. As the sun climbs higher in the sky, my stomach begins to growl. Keem spots a small grassy footpath hidden behind some bushes and veers us toward it as the traffic moves on. Walking in silence, Chu and I follow Keem's lead. After 5 minutes, Chu and I glance at each other nervously, afraid to be so far away from the traffic, but we dare not question Keem. Another 10 minutes pass. We have walked a kilometer away from the road before our path leads us to a deserted village. Alone in the village, all is quiet except for the muffled grunts of pigs and cackles of chicken. The villagers evacuated in such a hurry that they left clothes, sandals, and scarves strewn everywhere on the ground. In the communal kitchen, smoke still rises from the ashes. Chu enters a hut and comes out with a few metal pots, aluminum bowls, and the remaining few small bags of rice and salt. I grab 3 scarves, spare black pajama clothes, and 3 light blankets. Placing them in the middle of another blanket and tying its corners together, I make a big bundle to balance on my head. In one house, a pig and 2 chickens scurry about. After a few minutes of chasing after the pig, we become tired and let it go. Even if we could catch it, we do not know how we would slaughter it, since we do not have a knife. Keem catches the 2 chickens and locks their wings behind their backs. We look around for a sharp object to slit their throats. Not finding one, Keem grabs the bird and walks over to a well. Holding the chicken by its legs, he swings it like a bat and smashes its head against the stone wall. From 10 feet away, I hear the bird's skull crack as blood sprays everywhere on the ground, splattering onto Keem's feet. The chicken's body struggles and twists, refusing to die, until Keem whacks it again, this time smashing its head. Then he does the same with the other chicken. Chu fetches water from the well and pours some over Keem's feet, rinsing the blood off.